Joshua and his army is going to take over Jericho. And then they learn that Jericho is a big city. But there is the promise, you go and capture. They're curious about the land Jericho. They don't know how. The thing that the peoples are, they are not trained well military. They are not USA Marine soldier. But they have the only land that the word of God, the power of God can change the people. He is leading them throughout all kind of wonders and wonderness. That is the power of God, the only that they have. And then the order is capture Jericho. And then as the leader, he looked at the peoples. He didn't find any good soldier. And then what he did, he dedicated himself, commit, and spend time with prayer. And suddenly when he prays, according to Joshua chapter 5, he sees a man standing in front of him, taking hold of the knife. And then Joshua asks, "Sir, you are outside or other side?" The angel of the Lord told him, "I am the general of the people of God. I come before you." And then Joshua is very excited to hear this. Anyway, the story goes. And then they capture. And then again, they step forward and they try to capture again Ai, the city of Ai. When they find out the city is smaller than Jericho's, and then they thought that, oh, it is easy. We could win them. And then they make a hurry move and then fail. Joshua bowed down before the Lord. What shame. The people of Israel, the chosen peoples, the one who worship God are failing. They run away from the enemy. It is shameful. What have you done? The Lord said, take hold of. And then the Lord appeared to him saying this, "Do it again. I'll give it to you." And then Moses, with the word of God, he proceed and then take hold of the spear, aiming the city that God had given to him. Today, we are aiming. All Myanmar Christians are aiming this. The country will be for Christ. We are praying this. Our country, Myanmar country, will be for Christ. Even though we are very weak, we know that the word of the Lord, the power of God, it will help us, lead us. When you study this history of the Christianity in Myanmar, you will find this. 1813, July 13, Jason came and light the light to our peoples. He came with the fearful. In that time in Yangon, the name of Yangon is "We defeat them all." Yangon. There's no more our enemy. "We defeat them all." That is named after Yangon. And then the English call them Rangoon. And then now we are shifting again to Yangon. So the meaning of Yangon is "We defeat them all." During the time of that time, that our country, dynasty, Burmese dynasty is very proud. They are. We are a country that holds our dignity. Our country is whole with Buddhism. Strong. We have very good general, famous general, Bandula. When he crossed the Arakan mountain, the people are amazed at how can the general take all the military and reach as soon as possible. When we think of Jason, when that time of Jason, according to one book, from New York to Myanmar, it takes 157 days. And then by plane, it will take 14 days. So we compare to all these things, the difficulty. We are very proud of our dynasty. One, we capture the city of Ayutthaya, Thailand. So during that time, what I want to high point is, in this period, Myanmar are claimed that we are Burmese, we are Myanmar, our dynasty will be last long, our king will be last long. During the time, we don't know that. One, even though we are claimed that we have a big king's dynasty, grow up, we capture, we defeat them. But inside, there's no light at all. There's no light at all. The people are dying without knowing Jesus Christ. And then Jason and his wife came and gave us the light. And then within 6 years of Jason, he translates Burmese and he can dedicate the whole book of the Bible translation in January 31, 1834. And then with the press, December 29, 1835, we can see that the whole Bible. The Bible is alive. He gave a power. He gave the light. We can say this within 6 years he only got one. But some historians said that within 9 years he got 13 numbers. Now some people say that out of these 13 years, he got 333, more than 330,000. It is wonderful because it is the Bible is alive and that it can change people. My dear friend, what do we need? Can you really feel that our Bible is alive? Our Myanmar student, when we are here, are we notice this? Our country is still influenced of the darkness. We may not have persecutions, but we are disturbed. We are stopped by the peoples. Doing our mission, doing our sharings, people are stopping us. And then one time, there is a purifying of the religious, and then only the name of the MCC church could stand in Myanmar. And then we all, the churches who are not in the MCC level, we are in the fearful events. And then we are not allowed to worship in public, in a house that are evangelical group that are worshiping in that time. Even after we are claiming that we are in democracy, 2011 May, we are building our missionary house and the villager come and stop us. You cannot build your church. When you build your church, your house, you'll come together and you'll share. This is our country. This is our land. This is Burmese. You cannot practice your religious. And then the same name of me, Reverend Lal Nun Tuanga, the one who is the director of our mission in our church, he go and then consult with the attorney and attorney, that the lawyer, but they cannot help. And then we just pray, we just stop building our missionary house. It is just be This is just nearby the Klemius. Then we claim the Klemius is 100% Christianity. No. Some research say this. 50% of Christians, and then these Christians, within the Christian, there are some Christian, and within the some Christian, they are real Christian, again and again. What kind of peoples we are? What kind of Christian we are? We do. So, the need of our work, we are willing to claim this. Christ is for Myanmar. How you see? By the work of Jason, we can see that the tree of life. Moon and Burmese in 1813, and Apu Lishu, he's about over 19, and then for us, about 1899. For the Kachin people, 1870. These are the life that's given by Jason. This is the tree of life in our country. Though we are Christian, we Christians are growing, but that compared to the population of our country, we are very less. We know that our church is doing the best. We are sending, we are giving ourselves, our money, our effort, ourselves, but still we need. And then that is my own problem. When I came, the purpose of my coming to Philippines is I might find someone who will be partners in our country for doing this, our missions. Our church has spent 5 mission fields, and now they extended 1 more, and then they become 6. And then we are spending our money for this year. We spent 700 million. Tengkunia. We are budgeting this 7 million in Myanmar church. For a pastor, his salary is 100,000. So compared to our living life, our sacrifice is too much, but we need more partner in prayers, partner in mission work, partner in discipleship making, anything. So here, the fruit is coming. And then, for me, 1814, my grandfather converted. And then 1933, his whole family became a Christian. Along with this, the word of God, there's the power. And he renewed with the Holy Spirit. And then according to the church history, 1904, there's Welsh revival. It affect one of the Kashi missionary go to that went to this world and experienced the revival spirit, and he came back. And then when the Presbyterian missionary and others from the Mizoram went to Kashi, and then they also have experience of the revival, and they brought back. And when 1906, in the city of this Aizawl, the revival took out. With the result of the revivals from Mizoram, it came to our Chin Hill. From Manipur, they come the missionary. So what we are saying is, Christianity is taking place in our place, in our heart, in our minds. With not only the word of God, with the power of the Holy Spirit, changing their life. In 1987, I experienced 1 century of Methodists in Mandalay. According to Jackson, it is very difficult to win the Burmese people. The gospel reached out very lately to the tribal group, but they are now in the Chin state. We are saying this. Maybe as a Mizo people, I say this 100%, but in reality, there might be 90% Christianity in a Chin state. They are Muslim, they are Buddhist still, they are animism. But what I say this, even a short time, with the power of the Holy Spirit, it changed the people of life. And then the storm village where my grandfather's born. The village is planning to help us send one central Christianity in 2014. They are planning, they are praying that they are going to celebrate their 100th Christianity. Even though the gospel reached Lishu people in the early date of 1950, we are still sending missionaries to them. So here, the harvest is plenty, and then the workers is less. The workers are still weak. So we are praying this, we are claiming this, Myanmar for Christ. And our brother and sister, we want your prayers. We want your connection with our country. We are just a representative of this each tribe. But in each tribe, we are not yet fully Christianized. We need more. The stronghold is very strong. And then we have to take it up from the root. Unless we take it up from the root, it will spring again fruit. So just we are few the fruit of Jason that gave up the light into our country. The light is still shining throughout our hard work and prayer and commitment. So please be connect with. And then whenever the gospel is preached, there is the power of God. Let change our country. Let pray for our country. At the Holy Spirit lead us. Thank you.